Here's a thought I'll title, How Many Projects at a Time? This is a question I actually receive with some frequency. When people look at my work, they're curious as to whether or not I'm doing one project at a time or more. And in my earliest days of photography, I tended to work on one project at a time because I felt that brought focus to my efforts and my energy. And so once I had committed to a project, all other projects sort of got put on the back burner for a while. It didn't take me long, however, to figure out that there's a weakness in that strategy that I was uncomfortable with, and that was this. When I would get done with the project, there would be this big void where I wasn't working on anything. I didn't know what to work on next. Sure, I had some choices, but because I hadn't made a commitment to any project, a lot of times that void would be a little bit consuming. I'd get sucked in, and maybe a few months or maybe even a year would go by and I wouldn't do anything particularly important. I wouldn't finish anything because I was just fumbling around. And over the years, as I've talked to other photographers, this is a common experience. When you finish a big project, there's just a big emptiness on the backside of that that completely destroys momentum and creative impulses. And so as a means of developing a strategy against that, I developed a technique which also helped capture creative ideas when they occurred, whenever they occurred. I started building big lists full of things that I might want to do. Here's a project about this and a project about that. And so I would have ever so many projects on the list, and I would have them in various stages. Some projects would only be on the list as something I might want to think about doing. Some I would have already gathered some images into a Lightroom catalog. A few projects, maybe I'd started to refine them and make some image selections and processing and write a little text, etc. So at any given time, I'd have maybe 100 ideas that I was working on various stages, most of which were just ideas and hadn't been started yet. But I found that was overwhelming. It was great that when a new idea came, I'd add them to the list, but the list became increasingly lengthy and ultimately unmanageable. And since then, I've found more of a sweet spot by using a tiered strategy for managing multiple projects simultaneously. So I have some projects that are in the think about it phase, some projects that are in the gather images phase, some projects that are in the processing and text writing phase, and I'll literally create different collections for different projects and have them in these various tiers. At any given time, I'm probably working seriously on 2 or 3 or 4 projects simultaneously, but no more than that. If that number gets to be too large, what I find is I'm diluting my efforts and nothing gets done. If it gets too small, then I end up creating that void at the end of a project that leaves me in no man's land that I don't like. So finding a balance has worked for me. And recognizing that I can have different projects at different states of progress has been very helpful too. So how many projects at a time? A few, not dozens, but maybe dozens of ideas that I can work on at some point in the future.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.